Language is key, which is why they police it. How can we get clear without it? If we teach youth the wrong language of resistance, we on the left, they're in for a lifetime of confusion. Particularly as parents, we've abandoned them to the job. The earth, which teaches countervailing values, is denied them. The poisonous dealings of the adult world with children focused on instilling obedience, which outright lies in its actual speech and never admits that might makes right is what's being taught tacitly, makes them especially vulnerable to the state's paternalistic promptings, to the appeal of its rhetoric and its official ideology. Which brings us to Mr. Ignatieff, and there's a link for it in to his essay in last week's show, the Canadian statesman and global state statesman and scholar from Harvard, whose policy piece we'll glance at next week. If I get another great book in the mail, I can't promise I'll waste my time trying to unpack his lies. We'll see. Last week, we went through a process to show that the point of the economy was to get us to obey. And in numerous previous shows, we said the same was true for the state, that as Bentham said, and he labored long to teach this to statesmen, the point of both great arms of control was to get us to bend, to accept direction, accept that work is our inevitable condition, quote unquote, to ensure that we are governable. They just want us to be placid material for them to work on, to get their work done. These bullies who've destroyed the planet for us and then tell us to help them fix it. These bullies who've made all the decisions that we have to live with, keeping us small, never developing our own gifts. That is so wrong. I don't have words for it. So wrong. Any other issue aside, that alone should be enough to get us on that global megaphone, organizing with our brothers and sisters everywhere on the planet to end this mess. This is not why we were given our gifts, to put them at the service of these megalomaniacs, these bullies, these global state statesmen who think they are the elect. And we are just the cattle to milk and suck on until we're sent to the slaughterhouse. To get their work done, all of this hideous misery was done, was considered acceptable by them. And so these bullies need mechanisms to get their work done. And the police, as a collective body, is but one of them, although not necessarily individual officers. Bullies obey one rule: whoever is strongest rules.